Psalm 54, When Kin Become Strangers. Psalm 54 is small, but it carries a knife. Its setting matters. The heading links it to the Ziphites telling Saul where David was hiding. 1 Samuel 23:19, 26:1. Ziph lay in the dry Judean hill country, south of Hebron, a hard land of ridges, caves, and little cover. In such a place, information was power, and betrayal could be as deadly as a sword. More painful still, these were not Philistines. They were David's fellow Judeans. Psalm 53 exposed the heart that lives as though there is no God. Psalm 54 shows what that secret unbelief becomes in public life. Treachery. David begins by asking God to save him by his name and vindicate him by his might. That is deeper than asking for escape. In Scripture, God's name means his revealed character, his covenant faithfulness, his holy mercy, his truth. Exodus 34:5-7. David is saying, in effect, act toward me in a way that fits who you are. And the word often translated vindicate or judge is important. David is not inviting condemnation. He is asking God to set things right. For the oppressed, divine judgment is not a threat, but a hope. Then comes the strange word, strangers. Why call fellow Israelites that? Augustine saw the point clearly. People become strangers to God before they become strangers to each other. The Ziphites were near David by blood and far from him in spirit. Outwardly, they were kin. Inwardly, they were alienated. The psalm says they did not set God before them. That phrase is the mirror opposite of Psalm 16:8, where David says he has set the Lord always before him. That is the real divide in every human life. Not first weak versus strong, but what stands before our face. If ambition, fear, or self-protection is set before us, we will eventually sacrifice people to keep it there. The hinge of the psalm is that sudden word, behold. David lifts his eyes. God is my helper. The Hebrew of verse 4 is rich enough to suggest both that the Lord himself sustains David and that the Lord is present among those who uphold his life. That is often how grace arrives, directly from heaven, and through the quiet loyalty of the faithful remnant. Paul knew this too. At my first defense, no one came to support me. But the Lord stood at my side. 2 Timothy 4:16-17, New International Version. And then the psalm does something beautiful. It turns betrayal into worship. The heading calls it a maskil, a teaching song, and it was given with stringed instruments. David did not keep this wound private. He handed it to the church to sing. Even his grief became instruction. Suggested cross-references, 1 Samuel 23:19, Psalm 16:8, Exodus 34:5-7, 2 Timothy 4:16-17, John 1:11. A fitting hymn, Jesus, I my cross have taken. Prayer. Lord, when fear and betrayal make the world feel strange, keep me from becoming a stranger to you. Set yourself before my eyes. Vindicate what is true, expose what is false, and teach me to turn even wounded places into worship. Be my helper, and make me faithful to those in distress. Amen.